Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Bev, a.k.a. Be True. Really appreciate you and thank you for joining us today for this evening. Well, it's evening in Jackson, Mississippi, Central Standard Time, 5:30 in Jackson, Mississippi. But wherever you are, if it's late night, in the middle of the night, early morning, breakfast, lunch the next day, on Thursday, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And it is our birthday month, as you know. And just thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, BTR community, podcasters, listeners, former guest host, my current co-host, Cousin Linda. Just thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. And it's been an amazing ride. And again, thank you to the fellow podcasters such as Pastor Dunn, Junior CEO, Queen J, so many. I can name so many. And I do have a chat open. But it is Winning Mindset Wednesday. And let's talk about ways to maintain our focus on achieving our goals. And Winning Mindset Wednesday, I would like to share and talk about those who influenced me to, you know, like the Tony Robbins, as I mentioned yesterday, Grant Cardone and his wife, Elena Cardone, Stan Merrill, you know, fortune builders, even those, Norman Vincent Peale, John H. Johnson from Fashion Fair, Johnson Enterprises. Early on in the show, I used to love to do, and I'm going to resume doing shows that focus on like the biographies of people that inspire us, No, not just me, but those that you all share with me for us to talk about. But on Winning Mindset Wednesday, definitely would like to talk about those figures that encourage us and inspire us. And one reason why I chose Mr. Grant Cardone and his wife, Elena Grant Cardone Enterprises, because he is doing something that he's never done before. For those of us that won't be attending the sold out 10-week growth conference in Miami from April the 2nd through the 4th. And I usually watch like what I have access to, but hey, you can register and watch it virtually, attend virtually. Go to his Instagram account, check out his YouTube channel, but go to his Instagram account, and I even reshared on my social media, and I reshared in my Avon family, in my Avon coaches group also, because they're big on Tony Robbins and Grant Cardone and all of that also. So I reshared so everybody will know. I even sent the information to Cousin Linda and Pastor Don Jr., CEO. But definitely, those of you, I know many of you probably are attending in person. It's sold out. But we can attend virtually for free. So register. Go to his Instagram, his social media, to the website, grantcardone.com, and be sure to register for this free event, 3-day event from April the 2nd to the 4th. That's just awesome. We'll be right back. Paradise Island. Yay. We're on spring break, Paradise Island. I'd love to be on a Paradise Island right now. Really. So tomorrow's Travel Thursday, so I will find out exactly what time Cousin Linda would like to talk travel with us on tomorrow. Travel Thursday. But right now, when in mindset Wednesday. So since we're talking about Grant Cardone and Lena Cardone, I'm looking at Grant Cardone's website and the Grant Cardone TV staff. I have an article where they're sharing some of Grant Cardone's top success tips. And it's a collection of tips. And the first one, number one, make the right choices. Quote from Grant Cardone, when I was 25, I quit doing weekends the way most people do them. It literally saved me millions of dollars, not to mention the energy and the consequences. All kinds of bad stuff happens when you're soaking your body up in alcohol. Right. What happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. It goes with you everywhere you go. And then there's a share of one of his posts from September the 27, 21. I create more time by making decisions about the things I want to do. Yeah, we need to focus on what we want, not what we don't want, right? Two, always move up. Every move you make should bring you to a place where you can go up in life. If you're not moving at all, you're not going up. You're not going down. You are going down. And then there's another X tweet. Most of the time, I just move forward, not sure of what may happen. Confident that any movement forward is better than any alternative. And that sounds like faith, right? Wow. I was praying scripture today, and that, you know, what was it? Yeah. Wow. Three, give up what no longer serves you. I made a lot of sacrifices in my life. The first step to success is you. Giving something up. My entire life is different today because I continue to give stuff up. At 25, it was drugs. At 29, it was people I grew. A year later, it was my location. All these times when I had to change, I was feeling disappointed in myself. When am I going to become somebody? When am I going to fulfill my potential? Change is not easy, but staying in the same is terrible. True. And then here's another tweet from 18. The benefits of success is worth the sacrifices. That's a Monday motivation quote. Four, surpass obscurity. You do not want to compete. You do not want to compete. You want to dominate a sector. Obscurity is the biggest problem your business has. The problem is that nobody knows you. First, you have to get attention. Next, you get criticism. You have to go through this door. You can't get the positive by getting the criticism. That's good to know, right? After that, you have to get haters. If nobody hates you, nobody knows you. Great point. Then you'll get admiration. Great point. Some of us freeze up when the haters and the hating and the negative things are said. Omnipresence, the goal of being everyone at all times and at the same time, is exactly the kind of massive thinking that is missing from most people's expectations of themselves and their dreams. And that's a 10X quote from May 21, 2018. And that's amazing right there. So wait a second. I know there's more, but let's see. There's an audio, but I don't know if I can get the sound on. Let's see. Ah! I'm thinking 10. Let's see. Okay, there we go. I thought it was 10. So I'm resharing this on my social media, on my Facebook. And be sure to follow him on Facebook also. He just posted, real growth is when you start checking and correcting yourself instead of blaming others. Exactly. Not blaming others. Wow. Okay. Looking for some more. Okay, he's talking about the attending the conference free. The sky's not the limit. So yeah. Listen to this. Same focus. Okay, that is great right there. It's just what we were talking about yesterday. So he also stated, start now, start where you are, start with fear, start with pain, start with doubt, start with what you have, start and don't stop. So we got to start or definitely don't stop. If I already started, keep going. That's great. So I'm resharing a lot from on his page, on my page, in case. Okay, here's some more. Okay. Okay. Here's another quote I'm sharing on Facebook. Successful people are never satisfied with themselves, their own efforts, their delivery, or their income. Again, successful people are never satisfied with themselves, their own efforts, their delivery, or their income. And another quote from yesterday, I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds my future. Be ready, not get ready. I let that replay a couple times. And then another quote from a couple days ago, he states, the scariest place to be is the same place as last year. So true. So true. So true. That's awesome right there. Yes, yes, yes. Another quote. The goal is to look back one day and say, damn, all that hard work was worth it. Amen. Amen. Some people will judge you for changing. Others will celebrate you for growing. Choose your circle wisely. And that is definitely true. So, yep, the 10X Growth Conference is April the 2nd. So, definitely register to virtually also free. Sold out, but in person. So, wow. Count your blessings, not your problems. Yes, definitely count our blessings. The loudest booze will always come from the cheapest seats. The people who invest the least in you will always have the most to say. Trust your word, because at the end of the day, they are still in the room. Then there's a quote from earlier this week. To my friends who are starting from the bottom, keep going. Don't stop. Just keep going. If you stop, you would never rise to the top. I wouldn't be where I am today if I would have stopped. Everyone starts somewhere. Just keep going. My late mother's always saying that. Never give up. Never give up. A champion is defined not by their wins, but how they recover when they fall. Build a life, not a brand. One thing I've learned from my 65 years of life, this is Grant Cardone, while creating a brand or professional image is important, it shouldn't overshadow the significance of building a fulfilling and purposeful life. The power of no excuses. You attract what you are, not what you want. Wow. Money isn't a goal. Freedom is the goal. Money is really a code word for freedom. That is why I invest in real estate, to ensure my financial freedom. Wow. The rarest of all human qualities is consistency. Actions speak louder than words. Put your answer. Yeah, I would become a millionaire by what age? So I'm resharing that on my Facebook page. I remember answering that question the other night when he shared that. Let's see. Sharing a story that he has about Macy's closing stores to go high end. Difficulty is what wakes up the genius. So true. So true. So true. Everything in life can teach you a new lesson. You just have to be willing to learn. I talked about that yesterday too. I talked about my late mother always talked about how she always was learning. Always. For the majority of my life, I was taught the wrong information about money. As much as you want to deny it, your success is ultimately measured by two things: how many people's lives you helped and how much of an economic impact you made in this world. Success is not the result of making money. Money is the result of success. Wow. So, I just wanted to share some of that with you during this broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, because I did mention that I would talk about 10X. And so since we can attend the virtual event, the 10X Growth Conference in Miami, April the 2nd through 4th. I mean, it's sold out. So big shout out to those of you that are attending or from around the world attending the event. Have fun. We will be having fun also because we will, those of us attending virtually will have front row seats also. So super excited about that. So thank you all so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Tomorrow is Travel Thursday, and hopefully Cousin Linda will be with us so we can have so much fun talking with her about travel and what she's been doing during the hiatus and all of that great stuff. And, of course, Hot Topics. We definitely need to talk about what's going on with TikTok. Oh, my, what's going on with TikTok? Yes. What is going on with the government and TikTok? We definitely need to talk about that and other important news. Congratulations to Donald Trump. And also to Joe Biden. It looked like we headed to a rematch. But we also have our third-party candidates, which is Cornel West, Kennedy, and No Labels, which I am a longtime member of and co-chair for Mississippi, and I happen to be a delegate also. So this is going to be interesting, but we don't know who our unity ticket candidates will be, and it will be a truce. Because, you know, No Labels, we are a truce of Republicans, Democrats, Independents, people that just wanted to get back to serving the country first. So we don't know. We don't know who our candidates will be, but keep your ears and eyes open. Join us. Definitely visit our website and our YouTube channels and our social media also. So a big shout out to the top five listening countries, my native United States, Finland, Germany, Brazil, Turkey. I greeted top countries in their languages on Sunday. Oh, and China is number 7. So China is always in the mix. And usually UK and Canada. So if I could see the top 10, I wish I could see nationwide. Who are the top listening states in America also. But thank you all for your support and your love. Email CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENT media at gmail.com, KULTRESHOKENT media at gmail.com, KULTRESHOKENT media at gmail.com. If you still have, if you still use the other email address, it is valid. Culture Shock, KULTRENT _Beth@yahoo.com. KULTRESHOKENT _Beth@yahoo.com. And the Cash App is Beth Be True Culture Shock. BethBtruKulturESHOK. So a big shout out to all the supporters and listeners and those that I collab with, like Pastor Dunn Jr., CEO and the winning team. His Cash App is $. Pastor Donnell Green Jr. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and definitely join us on tomorrow for Travel Thursday. It is on schedule, so we probably will stick with the time that we have on schedule, but I'm going to confirm with Cousin Linda because I definitely would love for her to join us so we can just have a great old time. And remember, we do have a new listener call-in number. It's 563-999-3426. 563-999-3426. 563-999-3426. And my apologies, I happen to be outside under the garage, and right when the show started, workers on one of my neighbor's houses turned their machines on. So my apologies if you heard, you know, that drilling background noise. So that's what happened. It was quiet. The birds are chirping and just a beautiful day. And then right, no joke, right when the show started, the drilling started. And I think it's getting ready to quit now. So how ironic during the whole 30 minutes of the broadcast. But we had fun, right? So next Wednesday, we'll continue to talk about 10X and also other inspiring individuals. I really would like to share some books that I'm reading, and I would love for you also to call in and chat about your winning mindset. Number one, prayer. Prayer is a way that I keep going, and I know many of you too. Prayer. Keep us going. Keep us going. Keep us set with that winning mindset. Stand in that winning mindset mode. But again, it's our birthday month, and I thank you all for sending so much love and support. And remember, you can check out each and every archive show from the premiere show on March the 10th, 2011. It's right here in the archives. When you visit Cut the Shot Inc. When you can scroll around and tap and check out different episodes. And so it's been a fun ride, no joke, a fun ride. Each and every episode has always been fun. If it's commentary by myself or a bunch of us, or in early days there was summer cast and shows went to like 3 hours. Oh, my God. You know, three-hour shows is playing like awesome music and awesome interviews. So we're going to get back to that also. So, again, thank you all for your love and your support. I'm sending out virtual hugs and kisses to each and every last one of you. God bless and stay focused. That's the closing quote. Let's stay focused. Let's stay focused on our priorities, what's important. Let's stay focused. God bless. Thank you.